Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad to have you on the air tonight. We have such a special guest coming on with us. But before we bring Sean on, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this day. We thank you all that our eyes have seen and our ears have heard that was pleasing in your sight. And God, if there's anything that we may have said or done that was not pleasing, God, we ask you to forgive us. God, we ask you to be with our guest tonight. Let him speak with clarity, God. Let him be a blessing to those that are listening tonight. And God, touch the heart of our listeners as if there's something that he may say that may inspire them to move forward in their kingdom destiny as well. So we thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen, amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, I hope you guys had a great day today. I did. I hope you had a fantastic Memorial Day. We actually are so honored. I'm so honored to have several members of my family that served in the military. And just so glad for them and all of our men and women that have served and that continue to serve this great country for, you know, for our freedom. So hats off to them. But before, I want to read a little bit about Sean before I bring him on. I got a chance to read his bio on yesterday, and this young man is just a phenomenal young man. He's doing some great things. Sean is one of the most gifted songwriters and creative musical artists I've had the pleasure of working with. His songs are relevant and his vocal style speaks to a broad audience, and that's from Grammy-nominated and Dove-nominated producer Dave Moody, which actually I'm going to have the opportunity, but we're working with Le Mans Records this summer myself, so they are a great, great company to work with. Sean, he's an award-winning performer for Best Vocal, Best Music Video for his song Walls, and working with actor Sean Guerrero, he was born in Long Beach, California. He spent most of his life traveling throughout the world. Sean has worked with award-winning actors, actresses, producers, and he's just been all over the place. One of the great things that I found out was Sean began acting at the age of 5, and he started singing in the church and other public places, when he was 15 years old. And so he's just been doing some great things. So I'm not going to steal his thunder because I want him to come on and just tell you, you know, who he is and, you know, some of the great things that he's doing and what God has mandated for his life. So without further ado, Sean, are you on with us tonight?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. How are you? Now, are you in California?
No. I'm actually in North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, you're in Wilmington. Okay, so you're mm-hmm. you're in my home state.
Is that your home state, Wilmington?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, Charlotte. That's a beautiful city. I like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're pretty much, we're neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Charlotte's a good place. I like that.
I know. So tell us a little bit about, you know, you, Sean, and what you got going on, because Krista sent me, just a slew of stuff on you, and you have really, really been busy, you know? So tell us a little bit about you, how you got started, and some of the great things you got going on.
I don't even know where to start. Jesus has blessed a lot. Right now I am Currently, we're getting ready to shoot a film on June 18th that Jesus has given me. It's to a film called Naked. It's a metaphor for that which is the internal. We take a look inside on the internal struggles that people deal with that the world or people around them would never know, and hence the term naked. It's like people wear this mask, and so you're removing that which is in the front, and you're looking just at a taste of inside. The theme of this film is perfect love cast out all fear. So like as the word of God says, so you know we're pulling back the curtain and we're looking inside and seeing the things that people deal with, but yet how God's love, for He is love, and how His presence can come in and cast out the darkness, can overshadow and where there's overcoming and power in the name of Jesus and His love. So it's a very powerful film. We have a lot of big names that are coming up that are on board. And we're looking for great things out of that. So that's coming up. We launched the on the music side of the house. We launched a campaign that God gave me called Operation Impact, which is tied into a song called Holding On, and that is an ongoing campaign that God gave me where for every time that the song Holding On, somebody picks up the song for a buck, 60 cents of that dollar is going to be going into selected needs and communities all over. When we launched the campaign, it was, it's the intent was to be a community outreach to get people involved. So, for example, like when we first launched it, we had a gentleman who had just come out of a major surgery for colon cancer, and he wasn't able to get around. So his house apparently was really messed up, and he couldn't get stuff cleaned, and nobody would go over to help. So we put out this campaign, and a local business here in Wilmington, I believe their name is Muscle Maids, they jumped up and said, we'll go clean it for free. So they jumped in, and they showed up, cleaned up his whole house at no charge, which was tied in with the Operation Impact, which is very exciting because we've had a family has been able to help with food and just different areas where people have just come together to want to help one another, and that's the purpose of this campaign. And so as an incentive, because the truth is, we live in a greedy world, unfortunately, and so some people will – they'll pick up the song just for the campaign. Other people will do it if they feel like there's an incentive, whatever the cost is. So what we've done is as an incentive and as a way of saying thank you, I am giving away 2 free first-class plane tickets that will take a selected winner up to any destination they want to go to anywhere around the world. The drawing that we're going to do that is an incentive to get people involved to go pick up the song for a buck, which 60 cents will go to help support needs in selected communities, which people can submit to us and let us know. And then from that, all of a sudden I started having businesses that reached out to me asking, hey, we want to get our community involved in our state, so we'll offer this and this just to get people involved. And now we got businesses all over the place that've come in and have offered their own incentives to help get their community involved in this campaign, and you can check that out at the www.sgmusic.us. All the information's on there. So we have that going on. Got the film movie coming up that's going on. I don't even know. There's a couple of some of the songs the guys blessed me with. It's in consideration for film placement, some feature films, and it's a whole lot of stuff. So I was like, I don't even know where to start. There's a whole lot of things happening that Jesus is blessed with, and it just comes about just listening to the heart of God and keeping focused to put a smile on Jesus' face and do what He says to do, go where He says to go, and stand still when He says to stand still. And it's just listening to Jesus and doing what He says and seeing, and as a result, seeing the fruits of what He said to do, which is very exciting and it's very humbling all at the same time.
Wow, that is just phenomenal. Now, you're in an area, Wilmington is really known for their being in film and movie area. So how long have you lived in that area? Did you know that?
It's a funny story. My dad was in the military for 20-something years before he retired, and then went on to be with the Lord not too long, about 2 years ago. But he we traveled all over the U.S., I mean, all over the world, just because of the military deal. When I first moved here to Wilmington, I didn't know much about anything really about the film industry here. I came here because of a job that was with sales. So long story short, I'll never forget, when I left the sales company, I had a job on a trial basis for some medical company that, you know, it's like calling on the doctors trying to set up appointments type stuff. And I'll never forget, that didn't work out. So on my way home, the day that I left the job, they worked out, we went their separate ways and got let go there. I was on my way home, and God spoke to me, and he said, Sean, I want you to drive down to the studios and go in and find out what you got to do to get on. And I was like, okay. So I literally just got off the exit, and I went to the movie studios over at Fincannon Associates and walked in there, and I told him what the Lord told me to do. And the guy looks at me, and he goes, well, have you ever acted before? And I said, well, I mean, God bless him, right? You know, I did some stuff on MTV and a couple other things. And he goes, well, hold on a second. When he walks his back, he comes back out, and he goes, listen, we just had a guy that backed out. It's a featured extra spot on One Tree Hill, and you fit the role perfectly. Do you want it? I said, heck yeah, I want it. So I turned around and, you know, got blessed with that and did that. And then after that, that was a start professionally on beginning to learn the industry on that level, you know, with TV and film. And from there, you know, and God has been blessing ever since. So again, listening to the Lord and doing what he says to do, and, you know, you see the fruits of it. So that's kind of how that came about, if that makes sense.
Wow. So which one do you feel is more your passion? Do you feel like the singing is more of your passion, or the acting is more of your passion? Because it sounds like they both fuse together very well. But is writing your heart?
You know what? That is one of the coolest questions I've ever been asked, and I'm going to tell you why, because I love the answer I'm getting ready to give. It says, what is my passion? My passion, and this is not a religious answer, this is just the truth. My passion is just putting a smile on Jesus' face and touching his heart. You know, people say, I had a, at one point I was trying out for Major League Baseball with the San Diego Padres. People are like, well, how in the world are you being able to do that? Then you're trying to do TV, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, because I'm listening for the Lord, and God has enabled it for me to be able to do that, and I've seen fruits bear witness from each. So my passion, honestly, it really just lies with the Lord, and these are desires and passions that I do have being engaged in these things, in these opportunities, and these gifts, and they're gifts that God has given me that are constantly being developed. With all those, I just live to glorify the Lord and to give things. To be able to show Jesus through, through that which he's given me in whatever area that may be. I mean, you know, God gave me a gift to be able to go play baseball, so I was doing that for a little bit. And then there's the music. I mean, the music, Jesus had literally come down, and he taught me to play the guitar in 2 to 3 days and the piano in 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, everything I hear, the Lord tells me, tune your guitar D to E, or put your fingers here, blah, 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 blah. You know, and so I hear these things from the Lord. And then with the movies, it's just gifts that God, they're gifts that God's given me, but I just enjoy, I'm passionate about God's presence and in his presence and just loving on him for who he is. God, in return, it's like he just pours out diamonds of him, and he exuberates of the gifts that he's given, and then he allows it to shine where it will for his name's sake and glory. And again, that's not a religious statement. That's honestly how I feel. I mean, you know, God's brought people into my life that have been blessings in so many different fashions, but in all things, it's always been him and I. And I get excited to be able to say that. So, yes, I am passionate about acting and music and everything else. But you have to realize that in everything, with all that happens, it's not a religious statement to say that it's literally Jesus and I. I hear the Lord tell me what to do, how to go about doing it, and where to talk to. And is the road always easy? No, but it's fun. and it's exciting, and what a humble opportunity. And I'm constantly learning. And, you know, and if I miss, oops, maybe I was supposed to go here, but I went here, God very easily corrects and he does what he does. So I'm constantly learning, striving to learn, and just to grow, and it's exciting. So that's where my passion lies. That's who my passion lies with.
Wow, that is fantastic. I mean, and the thing that you said earlier, it is really, that's our mission, you know, our mandate. Once we find out what it is that God has called our hands to do, we have to be diligent about making sure we stay in his vein to hear when he's telling us to move to the left or to move to the right. Because when we do make our own decisions based on what we think we should do, and then we find ourselves frustrated because we've moved, and he was like, well, I didn't tell you to take that ride. I just wanted you to be still. And you're like, well, God, I thought that was you. And he's like, no, you know me. Let me ask you this question. How do you balance? Tell our listening audience, because we tape our shows, of course, and we're going to probably have someone that comes in later on that's going to listen. Talk about how, you know, and I know what you may do may not work for somebody else, but talk about how you, Sean, balance that with all that God has assigned for your hands.
Very carefully and one step at a time. I don't even know how to answer that. To say I listen for the Lord in the way that God has done it. He has it set so perfectly that I'm never crossing over one another. And if something comes together, it comes together because it fits perfectly as a puzzle. Hence, for example, film and music. All right, yeah, passionate about movies. Okay, well, hey, if we could use it as an actor, man, we are looking for some music. Oh, here you go. Poof. Oh, let's take a look at that. Well, there you go. See, everything works out. So I take my steps accordingly. The Word of God says the steps of a righteous man are ordered. You know, it's following the Lord, you'll never go wrong. And it doesn't mean that you act foolishly to where it's like, oh, I'm just going to go, blah, 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 and just go put my hands in everything. No, you know, I put my hands in a lot of different stocks, and I lost a lot of money because I didn't really know what I was doing, you know, in certain areas. So I'm not sitting there telling your people to just go do whatever. No, I said, you want to be wise. The Word of God says, be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. But wisdom comes from the Lord, and it's just walking with him. So, like, I know, Jesus Christ keeping me, I just graduated from college recently, and when I was trying to do, I was trying to work on my classes, and then I was touring at the same time. I knew I can't go to school in person and tour, and that's not going to work. But what I can do is I can go in and finish these classes that I need to take in person, put my tour on hold, and when I get done, I can go on tour. But then, so when my classes don't start, I can just go ahead and switch and then take it online and still be able to manage and get my stuff done. And then still came out with over a 3.0 GPA. So Jesus Christ, keep me there. You have that fine-tuned balance. But that's, you know, it's funny. But you're also talking to somebody that, through God's mercy is a favor. I spent 7.5 years in Iraq and Afghanistan. And when I was out there, I was working 12 to 14 hours plus a day, then come home, go work out for about an hour, and working on like 4 hours of sleep. And I didn't get those type of breaks. So when I hear people say, oh, I just don't have time, blah, 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 it's kind of hard to, you know, everybody's situation is different, but if God shows you something and you're passionate about it, there's always a way. Nothing is impossible. And then while God uses the foolish things to confound the wise, even through that there's sound wisdom because it's the Lord guiding it and he gets the glory. So you just take your steps very carefully, pray, listen to the Lord. Don't be anxious for nothing, as the Word of God says. And, prioritize, know where your priorities are laid and know what God is showing you, and the rest will fall into place. Just take it one step at a time, and you do the best you can with what you have. And I'll leave you with this one. God told me, he said, it doesn't take a million to make a million. It only takes a dollar. And God spoke to me, he said, take the lottery, for instance. I'm not endorsing the lottery, but I'm just saying this is what God told me. He says, somebody goes buy the lottery ticket for a book, and then they win $1 million. He says, what happened? He says, all they spent was a dollar. He said, and if people won't believe you, for the physical aspect, then take the spiritual aspect. The spiritual aspect, Jesus said, you take your steps in faith. And if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you have people that sit around saying, well, I'm going to wait until I'm debt-free, or I'm going to wait until this before I ever take my steps, you're going to be waiting a long time. You know, half the things that have happened, the majority of the things that have happened in my life, one thing I love the way God has done it is he's done it in fashions so that no man can take the glory except for him. You know, like the story I share with the movie deal, you know, getting on the featured extra. You know, no man told me that. God told me. And I just went out there. I wasn't even thinking about that. And the Lord told me. So he always does it so that he'll make it take glory except for him. So you have to take your steps in faith. And a lot of times when things have happened, I didn't have a whole lot of times. But I did what God told me to do. And where everybody else might have said, you need to have A, B, C, and D, God said, just come follow me. And then I didn't have to have A, B, C, and D. You know what I mean? Like we did a... there was something that God blessed me to do, and most people thought that it cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And I will just tell you that it cost nowhere near that, because I did what the Lord said to do, and God's favor rested where he just laid it out. We had people coming in from all over the place and just wanted to be a part. But that's God's favor. So, you know, you do the best you can with what you have, and when God tells you to take a step, you take your step and leave the rest alone. Like, I'll never forget, since you're editing all this out anyways, I remember I got to
No, 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 no. They're going to be hearing. Yeah. They're going to be hearing this whole interview.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like I remember I got to a bad argument with my mom, and a guy told me, he said, you need to go apologize. And I was like, well, Lord, it'd be easier if I could cry, because then I'd be like, oh, sorry, Mom. But I haven't cried in months. And God said, you take the first step, and I'll take care of the rest. I took one step towards their door, and my heart instantly broke. And I hadn't cried in like months. And it was just, all I did was take one step. So God said, you see, it's all these things throughout life. God teaches us, and he trains us up, teaching us through his Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Spirit who guides us and teaches us in all things. And, and you're constantly learning and growing with the Lord. So, be patient, walk in the fruits of the Spirit of love, peace, kind, gentleness, long-suffering, patience, and just listening for the heart of the Lord, and be anxious for nothing, and you do the best you can with what you have, and love one another as Christ has loved the church. Love your neighbor. That being your foundation, because the foundation is Jesus Christ, the rest will take care of itself. And that could almost answer like any question anybody would ever ask.
I love it. Now, are your parents, and I saw in your bio that your father passed?
He did. He went to be with Jesus 2 years ago, I think it was. So.
So do you think part of that is why you feel so passionate about, with your impact mission that you've taken on with helping those? Because there's a group that's here in Charlotte. They do the same thing. Like, if people have had really catastrophic medical bills, and so what they do is they do a music fundraiser. Different artists come in and they do that, and if they don't do it just for their talent, but they do it because they have a heart for people that are really struggling with paying their medical bills. So do you think with that personal experience with your father, that kind of just solidified your mission with doing your impact?
I don't know, because my whole life it's always been Jesus and I, and my passion is passion for what and who Jesus is passionate for, and that's us. I remember when my dad went to be with the Lord, one of the first things as time passed that I had an inclination to do was to go join the army, because he joined the army, and God very quickly said, Sean, you don't go do something because of what somebody else did. You have to do what I said to do. I have a song out called Waiting for You. I was walking through the airport, and God spoke to me, long story short, and he said, give all the proceeds away. And I said, okay. And I did that, and that one is still ongoing. I did that in honor of my dad, who went to be with the Lord. That was a spin that took place in regards to, because it was, I was giving away to families with heart disease. And because my dad had gone to be with the Lord from a heart attack, from what I understand, that, you know, there was a tie into that. But outside of that, I mean, you know, my dad's up there in heaven rocking out, having the time of his life with Jesus. So, he's poured into my cup, you know, he's like, man, you know, I feel joy knowing that my dad is worshiping the Lord. And so you probably get spurts from that. But our passion for Jesus continues to grow just because of who Jesus is and what he has done for us way back on Calvary. So that's, I kid you not, I mean, you know, it's funny, a lot of people might turn around and be like, they're just religious statements. It's like, no, they're not religious statements. It's the truth, you know, because I have, God's given me these opportunities to have these encounters with him. And I really do, I solely base everything on him, on Jesus alone. I try not to be biased towards anybody, regardless of where they're from or what they have going on. Jesus says, don't judge by the natural, but judge by the spirit. And they try to see as Jesus sees that person and the things that are going on. So.
That's fantastic. Now, your national campaign, Operation Impact, has that already started? And is there a deadline to that? Because I'm pretty sure some people are listening. They're like, free plane tickets? Are you kidding? I'm going to jump on that.
You're right.
Let us know started and when will that
end? No, definitely. No, please do. Like I said, we kicked off on March 1st. This is an ongoing campaign that's going to go on until the end of the year. Depending on how successful it is, I could easily see it as an ongoing thing throughout. But for right now, I have a deadline of by the end of the year. But again, it's only effective by two ways. One, by people picking up the song, because it takes 60 cents of every dollar and I give it back to communities and to selected needs of communities that people can submit to us. They do careful prayer, fasting, and investigation to make sure the needs are legit. You know, they're carefully selected. And then the other way is through community outreach. Like I said, some of them that have been submitted to us, because we still have to wait for, or I still have to wait for the revenues to come in, there's nothing financially for me to pull from at that time. So it's a community outreach. So in turn, people send the needs to us. And again, after careful prayer, fasting, and investigation, and you know, checking them out, we go ahead and we'll put it. We put it out there to the, you know, as we're allowed to give it permission to the community. Say, hey, listen, we know so and so we like to get some help. And then the community comes together. People in the community here say, yeah, we'll go help that family, or we'll give here, we'll go here, and it's pulling people together. So it's not an individual that saying, like, look what I did. I was like, I didn't do nothing. I was, you know what I mean? The only thing we did is just make a post. The community came together representing God's love. So then the way people do that is, they go to www.fgmusic.us, and all the information is in there. They can go to the Submit to Win form, click on that link, and you will see the information. You got to put, you know, they have to fill it out, because, you know, that gets submitted to us, and your name goes in the drawing. And we're constantly doing drawings. The big plane tickets are the big prize at the, you know, at the end. But there's multiple other prizes that are on there that people could choose from. I mean, you got free photography. You have food, Visa card. There's all different kind of things that we're giving away, which we gladly want to give away. I want to give this away. So please do go pick it. You have to pick up the song, and then you have to submit online. And that's it. So it's really easy. So sgmusic.us, and click on SG Music, and it'll take you right there. You'll be good to go.
That's fantastic. We'll definitely put that out on our Facebook page for our listeners to be able to go on and to click on that. We want to definitely make sure that we push it out there and support you on our Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina page. So definitely we'll go onto your website. We'll copy the link, and then we'll put it out there for you, because we want God to be magnified in this, and it looks like that He is truly being glorified. He is. Well, Sean, we are coming up on the end of the show, and one of the things that I ask my guests to do to close us out with a word of prayer, and I will be so honored if you do that for us tonight.
Sure. You ready?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Abba, we come before you in Jesus' name. We thank you for who you are and for your mercies and grace towards us. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your heart for this world, for this people, Father God, for the people in this world, Father God, that it's like, well, that any should perish, but that all would have everlasting life, and that people would get to know you, not just the thought of who you are, but get to know you personally, not just who you are, Father God, but you yourself, Lord God, and that your passion, you have the desire to show people the depths of your heart and visions in the areas of the heavens and so many different facets just of your heart, Lord. Lord God, I ask you, Lord, to continue to keep this show, Father God, and that you would bless and prosper them, Father God, for your name's sake and glory, that every step that is taken will be taken in and through you, Holy Spirit, Lord God, and for every listener that's listening, God, for every need that they have, as you see fit, Father God. Lord, we speak healing and wholeness and strength, Father God, to every need in their bodies, Father God, and even in their minds, Lord. And for those who may be struggling spiritually, Father God, that you would strengthen their walk with you, Lord, and that you would send them people that would uplift and encourage and not tear down. And if there is a need for correction, it would be a correction in love and not out of condemnation. Lord, and I thank you, Jesus, Father God, for all that you've done and for all you are. And even if you don't do anything, Lord, you love us. You love us. You love us. And Lord, in all things, may we not be quick to be out of your presence, but constantly to spend time with you in your presence, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sean, thank you so much for blessing us this evening. We continue to pray that God continues to just move and elevate and have his way in your life and in your ministry. And again, we'll be promoting you, and we just love you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man, for having me.
Have a great evening. Good night, everybody. Take over.